Welcome to Foursquare Gospel Church, the assembly of the unlimited people. We're about to listen to a life transforming message and we hope you are blessed from it. Kindly subscribe to our YouTube channel to stay connected and click on the notification button to stay updated on our posts. Here comes the word for today and we hope you are blessed.
The next neighbor and say, Happy Easter Sunday. Hallelujah. Can you turn your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 3? I'm going to read verses 14 to 16. Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. We're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 to 23. And then we're going to read Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 16. Genesis chapter 3, 14 to 16. And the Lord said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and thy seed. I shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heels. Verse 16. Unto the woman he said, I'll greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Deuteronomy chapter 21, 22. To 23. And if a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For that he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee as an inheritance. Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Can I hear an amen in the house? Please give me an encouraging amen. From these three scriptures that we have read this morning, this Easter Sunday morning, I want to talk briefly on what I've called curse is completely condemned. Curse is completely condemned. Curse is completely condemned. From the passages that we have read, we could see the meaning of curse or curses. From those passages as well, we could see the manifestations of curse or curses. And in those passages, we could also see the mercy over curse or curses. The meaning of curse or curses, the manifestation of curse or curses, the mercy over curse or curses. In Genesis chapter 3 that we have read, the Bible tells us when man sinned, a pronouncement was made. So whenever there is going to be a curse, there will be a pronouncement. Curse or curses comes by pronouncement. It could be by God, it could be by evil people, it could be by circumstances and situation, but there is a pronouncement. So because man sinned, God made a pronouncement. And he said in the passage that we have read in Genesis, we were made to see that whenever a curse is pronounced, it means, number one, blessings are removed. Because we know that when man was created in Genesis chapter 1, God looked at man and said, you are blessed. You will have dominion. You will rule. But when sin came, a pronouncement came and all the blessings were removed. So what is the meaning of curse or curses? One, removal of blessings. Removal of blessings. And I stand to declare by the authority of God's word, every curse over your life will be removed in the name of Jesus. Blessings shall remain in the name of Jesus. So, curse is a removal of blessings. It can come by God, like we saw in Genesis chapter 3 from verse 14 to 16. Curse is the opposite of blessings. It's not just the removal, it's the opposite of it. And that's why you find when you read Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verses 1 to 13, you will see if you are willing, if you are obedient, and you follow the rules of the law, you will be blessed. In the morning, you will be blessed. As you go out, you will be blessed. Your basket will be blessed. But when you cross over from verse 14, 15, 16 to the end, it says if you disobey the law, you are cursed. You are cursed in the city. You are cursed moving out. You are cursed coming in. So it's the opposite of blessings. And it comes by the pronouncement either of God or people, evil people. So you discover in Numbers chapter 23, the Bible tells us the story of Balaam and Balak. And one wanted the children of Israel to be cursed. Numbers chapter 23. Let's read verses 11 to 14 and 23 to 27. Numbers 23, 11 to 14. The Bible tells us, and Balak said to Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemy, and behold, thou hast blessed them all together. And he answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord has put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me unto another place, from whence thou mayest see, and thou wilt see but the uttermost part of them, and thou shalt not see them all, and cast me them from thence. Look at verse 14. And he brought him into the field of Sophim, to the top of Mistgar, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. So you find out that a curse was to be placed, and these people were going forth and back. But thank God, Balaam was able to say, I will only say what God has said. And when you look at that passage, it tells you people can go to the mountaintop in order to curse. But I declare to everyone under the sound of my voice, every curse over your life is condemned. I say every curse over your life is condemned in the name of Jesus. Wherever it is said, however it is said, by whosoever has said it, because Christ rose. And one of the passages that we read, he has become a curse for us because he died on the cross. Every curse over your life is condemned in the name of Jesus. So evil men, they go about wanting to curse people. When curses are laid on people, inheritance are lost. Benefits are lost. Possessions are lost. That's what happens. Meaning of curses. How does it manifest? From the passage that we have read, you discover the Bible tells us concerning man, woman, the serpent, that were the principal actors in that scenario. He looked at the serpent and he says, you will crawl on your belly all your life. That's a manifestation of a curse. He looked at the woman. He said, in sorrow you will bring forth children. That's a curse that came. He told the serpent, the dust shall be your food. That's a manifestation. And when you go into Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, he says, if curse is removed, then the blessings of the law, which belongs to the Gentile, who by faith has become the children of Abraham, becomes theirs. So it means that when curse is manifest, blessings are gone, inheritance are lost, and things that you are supposed to enjoy are no more. I declare by God's word, by the reason of the risen Christ, none of you will crawl in the name of Jesus. You will walk, you will run, you will fly to achieve God's purpose in the name of Jesus. You will not eat dust. I say you will not eat dust. I say you will not eat dust. I say you will not eat dust in the name of Jesus. And I pray for all our women. You shall be like the Hebrew women as you deliver in the name of Jesus. Manifestation of curses. And when you look at the story of Cain, when he killed his brother, and the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 4, verses 11 going downwards, and a curse was placed on Cain, and he looked and said, this curse that has been placed on me is too much, I can't carry it. So if anyone sees me, he will just kill me. God says, no, because you have sinned,
the curse will go with you. And the Bible tells us in that passage, a mark was placed on him. I decree by the authority of God, every mark of a curse over your life is condemned now in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the risen Christ, every mark of a curse over your life, I condemn them now in the name of Jesus. So when it manifested in the life of Cain, the Bible says wherever Cain went, everybody knew there is an evil mark. There is an evil mark. I declare unto you, everything that has put disfavor over your life, it is removed now in the name of Jesus. So when curses manifest, it brings abnormality. It brings lack of favor. It makes you eat what you are not supposed to eat. It makes you to crawl. It brings pains and sorrow. It brings labor loss. It puts an evil mark on a person. That's the manifestation of curses. But thank God, if all we are talking about is the meaning of curses, if all we are talking about is the manifestation of curses, and we are not talking of the mercy that Christ brought, being made a curse for us, it would have been a different story. So the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 3, Christ has been made a curse for us. Because the Bible tells us, and we read it in Deuteronomy, anyone who is caught, who is on the tree, who is hanged on the tree is cursed. So he became a curse for us. So mercy prevailed. Why? Because the Bible tells us, he took our place. Look at how the Bible puts it in Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 3. The Bible says, the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. The sorrows that will abound, he carried them. The Bible tells us, he was despised. Because when curses come, people are despised. The Bible said he was afflicted. When people are cursed, they are afflicted. The Bible says that Jesus took our place. Therefore, he was wounded. When people are cursed, they are wounded. The Bible tells us he was bruised. When people are cursed, they are bruised. But Christ took them all. And as he took them all on the cross, he took our position such that curses are condemned. Curses no more prevail over the lives of people who are called of God. I ask you this morning, are you a child of God? Have you been born again? Is your name written in the book of life? In fact, one of the messages that came as a result of the cancellation of curses is that the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. So healing becomes our passion. Peace becomes what we enjoy. Why? Curses has been condemned. That is the message of Easter. He became a curse for us, that you and I no more we carry any curse, but can enjoy the peace of God and the benefits of God. Why? He took our place on the cross. Can we all be on our feet this morning? Can we all be on our feet this morning? Where are you? Are you a child of God or you are not? Have you recognized the work of Christ on the cross? We live in a world today when people will tell, leave God out, leave God out. But leave God out of anything, you are a nobody. You are a nobody. And some think they can live their life without God. I stand here to declare to anyone who will believe God with me, even if those curses are from your foundation, because Christ died on the cross, it is condemned. Every head bowed. Okay, no, before we pray that prayer, media, can you please give me that hymn? We're going to sing a hymn. The old account is settled long ago. That's what Christ did for us on the cross. La 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 la. La 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 It's like it's an old school song, but I am old school. Please sing it to me. Huh? I'm an old school. And whatever is new came from old school. So let's say sing. Okay. So why I think we are with me now. You learn the tune. So we start from stanza one again. La 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 la
I'm gonna go.
The sound of my voice, you have not yet settled your account. Hey, this is Easter Sunday. The account was settled long ago. With every head bowed and every eye closed, do I have any who is saying, preacher man, pray with me. I am still in my sin. I am still growing in sin. But I want to come to this man who became a curse for me so that I'll be made whole. Do I have any in this house? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Can you just raise up your hand where you are? I want to pray with you. Do I have any in the house? Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are raising up your hand, can you raise it up very well? It's an assignment between you and God this morning. It's the essence of Easter. He settled the account long ago, so that you know more. Because I can see those few people raising up their hand. Can you please just come to this altar quickly? Can you please come? The old account was settled long ago. Jesus became a curse so that you no longer be cursed, so that condemnation will be over from your life. Any other, every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are coming, please come now. This is the time and the day of redemption. Can you say with me? Just say with me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in to stay. Jesus has been made a curse for me. I accept the work that he did on the cross. Make me whole. I confess my sins to you, Jesus. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Let there be a new beginning in my life. Father, let it be so. By the laying of hands, let there be a new beginning. The confession you make today will work for you.
Amen.
There will be a breaking of yoke.
Amen.
And the power of sin over your life is destroyed.
Amen.
I break every yoke of sin over your life.
Amen.
I ask that by your confession, a new beginning will start forth in your life. Father, so let it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Can you just please follow our preacher, man? For those of us who are standing, can you just thank God for what Christ did for you on the cross of Calvary? Can you just say, thank you, Jesus. No more curse over my life. Can that be a prayer you just confess before the Lord? No more curse. He has been made a curse for me. No more curse in the name of Jesus. No more curse in the name of Jesus. And if there's any area that you feel as if, this is curse here, can you say, by the finished work of Calvary, I am free because Jesus was made a curse for me. Jesus was made a curse for me. Father, thank you for today. After everyone that has had this word, every pronouncement of curse over your life is condemned in the name of Jesus. Start a new life. Enjoy a new life. Enjoy peace. Enjoy prosperity. Enjoy blessings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A more resounding amen.